We started with last week. We got into the issue of running a business on Shabbos and how that plays out with schir, with kablonos and the schir yoim and arisos. And we said that Ramosha's shaila was, are you allowed to buy stock? Are you allowed to be the primary shareholder, 50% shareholder in a business that works on Shabbos? Well, the business is going to run. And Ramosha was basically matir with the heter of Reish Mem Hei Sif Dalid. That it says over there, that's not what it's in here, but that's not what we do learn this week. But in Reish Mem Hei Sif Dalid, it says over there that if you give your money to a yid, to a goy, to work, and you're not a bailim on the asek, you're not telling him what to do, he's working for himself, he's just doing what he's got to do, then it's mutter. Because he's doing it for himself. And it says over there, two conditions. First of all, it can't be nikras al shemoy of the Israel. And second of all, he's getting part of the profit. So Ramosha wanted to translate that into, if you have a manager or a CEO of the company, you're just the owner, but the management runs the thing on their own, and you don't really have direct authority over the workers. You know, of course, you walk in, all the workers are all of a sudden going to be on their best behavior. That's poshut. But Lamaisa, they're not really answering to you. They're answering to the management. The management has the authority to decide, is it keeping open on Shabbos? Is it not keeping open on Shabbos? So Ramosha says that's called the business of the management, and therefore it's mutter to keep that open on Shabbos. Ramosha takes it a step further, even if the manager is not getting part of the profits. And we said that this was Shlomo Miller's question on Ramosha. Shlomo Miller asked that, what do you mean? But it says in Reish Mem Gimel, they're not allowed to hire a guy to run a merchatz for you. Why? Because, again, let's take that scenario. You're running the merchatz. Now, who's the one gaining from the merchatz being open on Shabbos? Not the guy. The guy doesn't care. You're gaining. So you see that even though he's a kablon, he's a total kablon. You hire him, this is his salary. You're on salary. But you're not allowed to let him go in on Shabbos, because by him going in on Shabbos, he's making profit for you, and that's usur. That's what the Magen Avraham says over there, and that's what Mishnah Berurah says. And since that's usur, so therefore, says Rav Shlomo Miller, so if they're keeping the business open, and you're the only one gaining from the profits of the business, right? So there, that should be usur. It only should be mutter if the manager is a partial, you know, he has a 1% piece of the company.
Wouldn't
it
be different if
you're
not every business like a
miracle? Okay, so Lamaisa, last week we left it at that. We didn't get back to Ramosha's teretz to this kasha. Ramosha, in another tshuva, answers this question. He sends a letter back to Rav Shlomo. Now, Rav Shlomo says it's in the shir, he said it was a shigul doichek, and I didn't have a chance before the shir last week to go through the Ramosha properly. So I went through the tshuva of Ramosha, and it seems like where Ramosha is, his chiluk between merchatz and this type of case is what you're saying. Is that by a merchatz, okay, if you keep it open 6 days a week, then you're going to get customers for 6 days. If you're going to keep it open on the seventh day, so you're going to make extra profit that you would not have made otherwise. There's no way they can make that same amount of profit. It doesn't exist. Masha Ein Kane, I think you were saying this chiluk last week. So, what? So that by the merchatz, if you the guy's running the business on Shabbos, so that business you can't make any other money. So if he's coming in, why? Let's take a second and think about why is the therefore. It's purely, there's no way that you can make that money, and that's considered he's working for you at that point. Now, Shaykin, I bet you run a regular business. Okay, so the business, if they work hard, it's not a concrete thing that they're making more money on Shabbos than during the week. If they work hard, maybe they could have done it in 6 weeks, 6 days. If they don't work hard, they'll do it in 7 days. Maybe they'll take off Sunday and they'll do Shabbos. It's not something that it doesn't exist in the business. It's not a concrete extra money that's coming in because of Shabbos. So therefore, what? Right. So the Chora, Rabbi Shlomo said that one of the businesses that Reichman had in that tshuva was a parking lot. So a parking lot right? So you're going to have, so that should be also, that's like a merchatz, right? Because that, the pshat is the guy's coming on Sunday, they're not going to, the parking lot's closed on Saturday, so I'll come on Sunday. They're coming to do what they got to do, and they're going to park. You're having people that are doing mamash malacha, and who's making money? You. So that's mamash merchatz, l'chara. And that avada, so he said he used to have free parking on Sunday. He didn't make any money on Shabbos. Free parking on Shabbos, and he didn't make any money on it. It was a huge loss. So I guess you'd rather do that than hire get a shutif. What?
Can you pay him a commission?
No, so you could get a commission. So you could try to do that. What's the melacha? What's the melacha? He's driving around cars. They're
using the tenant to drive the car.
Taking
money.
Yeah, the whole thing. They're writing down. They're entering the information into the computers. They're doing all sorts of stuff. What's automated? Automated is a different chayla. We're not talking about automated. That's just a Schar Shabbos issue. That's not the case. The case is you pull up, you leave your car, and you leave.
It seems like in Rav Moshe's chiluk, he's this making differentiation between Schar Shabbos and not. That's what's
no. Just, no. What's so now, what's the logic in this thing? That if okay, let's take a step. So this is what we left off last week. Okay, how much time did we? So 6 minutes. Chazaring last week's. Okay, so that's where we left off last week's shir. That this was the machlokes, and Rav Moshe came out being matir to be even the primary shareholder in this type of business, because even though you're the owner of the business and you're making all the profits, even if they're working on Shabbos, but since they're working on their own, it's not your issue. It's only it's still considered. It's his malacha. He's the bialim on the malacha, and that's a specific case by like okay. Now, but we said that you have to deal with the issue of the merchatz, because the merchatz you see there, the case is that if the person's, even if he's a kabbalin, if you're the only one gaining, it's awesome. Now let's get to the Meir Makom of this week. Okay, this week there's an interesting Meir Makom. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin from the. In Reish Mem Dalet Sif Dal Sif Hey, there's more sheets down here if anyone wants. There's more packets. So they get all stuck together with these. Well, here's one. Here's one. That's what you want. Okay. Reish Mem Dalet Sif Dalet. So Reish Mem Dalet Sif Dalet talks about the following person. You have a on staff. You have the Mishabur says what it's talking about. You have an on staff soifer. You need letters to be written, or you have an on staff tailor. You have a guy. He makes your suits for you. Okay, so this guy's hired. He's on staff. Whenever you need a letter to be written, he does it. So says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a machloikas between the Rambam and the Ravid if this guy's allowed to work on Shabbos. Is this guy allowed to work on Shabbos? Im sochar einu Yehudi. It's Reish Mem Dalet Sif Hey. Im sochar einu Yehudi l'shana o l'shtayim. Sheyichtoiv loy sheyarag loy beged. He's on staff to write my letters for me. Harei ze koisev v'oireg b'shabbos kilu kotzatzimo. He's like a kabbalin. With two conditions. Number one, you can't be like on top of him. It can't be in your house. So you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. And he can't be doing it in your home. But then it's mutter. But the Ravid asers. Now, what's the shaila? And then the Ramah adds, "V'davka shasachal l'malachim yuchedis." That's only if he's literally one. He's only on staff for that thing. But let's say he's your go-to guy. He's your guy, whatever you need. What? No, he's more like you own a lot of properties. You're living, or in a business you have that. Right? Okay, make this call. That house is being rented out. Go. What? Your personal. Yeah. You're paying him a salary, but he does whatever you need him to do. So he's allowed to do it on Shabbos. So says the Magen Avraham. What's the shaila here? What's the issue? The issue is, says the Magen Avraham, there's a machlokes between Magen Avraham and the Taz, what the issue is. But let's go with the Magen Avraham first. The Magen Avraham says that the issue is because you're gaining by his working on Shabbos. Why are you gaining? Because let's imagine that you have, even though you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, but the bottom line is, the fact that he's doing it on Shabbos is not going to mean that he's going to be available more next week, because he already got one of his jobs done, and now he's available next week, and you want him to be always available for you. There's always stuff for him to do. So since you're gaining by his being available for you, okay, so that's also, it's not like a regular Koblin. A regular Koblin, you hired the guy to build your house. When he's done, he's done. So you don't care when he does it. That's the heter of Koblin. But this guy's a Koblin, Gufa, to keep on doing work for you. When this is finished, he does the next one. Now, the reason that the Rambam says it's motus, because maybe you won't have any more letters to write. Yeah, listen, this week I have 5 letters. Write them. Next week, I don't know if I'll have any. But that's why the Magen Avraham says, but the Rambam says, if this guy's hired to do anything for you, then you for sure will have something for him to do. You will. You like keeping him busy. So therefore, everyone agrees that that's also. So in other words, what you see from this, you say, is that even if you have a Koblin, but you're the only one gaining from him working for you, then it's also to do that on Shabbos.
But doesn't work Sunday with Monday.
What?
If you met up with him, then you call him on Friday to do Shabbos. If he doesn't work Sunday and Monday, then is that?
But correct? You don't care when he does it. So the fact that and what do you mean he's not going to do it Sunday?
No, he doesn't have to work Sunday and Monday.
If I have stuff for him to do, he'll work on Sunday.
That's the exact thing. And then he won't have to work. Then is that he won't have to work Sunday? But he'll take a day off.
I think he's asking if your deal with him is that you work 6 days a week. I don't care what 6 days a week you work, but so he works on Shabbos because he's not going to work on Monday.
Okay, so that does. I don't think that matters. That's according to the Magen Avraham, that's awesome. According to the Taz, that's mutter. The Taz
says he's gaining Sunday by working on Shabbos.
What?
He's gaining Sunday by working on Shabbos.
No, because I'm gaining that if he does it on Shabbos, he'll be available for me on Monday.
And then he won't work Monday.
If he doesn't do it on Shabbos, he'll be available for me on Monday also.
What? No, because the Monday he's going to do the stuff he would have done on Shabbos. He's going to be one day behind work.
It's either he's going to be doing the work on Sunday or he's going to be taking off on Sunday. I'm not sure I might be able to use him. The hours that he's working on Shabbos, I'm either... Next week he's either going to be taking.
So the Mishabura says like this. Mishabura says no. Mishabura says,
you know, 80 hours a week for me. So Elamai, he does work on Shabbos, so I'm losing hours during the week.
So Magen Avraham says that doesn't matter, because at the time that he's working, you're the one gaining, not him. You're the one gaining, because so he says like this. Mishabura and Sifkaton Chavdalid right there in the beginning, he says, this is how he explains it. Kosav Magen Avraham Kavanas Rambam Kederach Asarim Sheish Lem Soifer Miyuchad Oichayet Miyuchad Shebuchol Eis Shetzarach Asar Lichtoiv Mechuyev Loi Lichtoiv. He's on staff. Ube Eis Sheein Tzarach Loi Yoishiv Ubotel V'lochein Mutal Lichtoiv V'lag B'Shabbos Shu Oise Shu Oise B'chol Eis Sheyirtze Shari Sol Ein Omer Lelassus B'Shabbos V'nrotza Oise L'machar V'ein Oisol Marviach B'mash Oise B'Shabbos. That's the Tzad Heter. Okay. Now, Avol im Socher Larig Loi Tomid B'Shana Zu Oy Lichtov Loi Tomid Oser Af La Rambam Lichtov Loi B'Shabbos. If the Pshat is yes, I have constant amount of work for him to do, then for sure it's Oser, even according to the Rambam, because that means I'm for sure gaining by him working on Shabbos. What? Because it's still the Kabbalin issue, it's still the Marasayan issue, so maybe it's a Shriyoim or whatever. This he says, even if I'm not medactic, if he takes off a day, he can take off Sunday also. I'm gaining from the fact that he's working on Shabbos. So
it's only if Tamid works. If you have work 7 days a week,
I have 7 days of work. I have 7 days of work for him to do. Oh, so I'm gaining from doing the Shabbos. And you want to know? Let's say I only have 6 days of work for him. So that would be the machlokes.
He's hired for a finite amount of hours. He's not hired for 24. He's not hired 24/7. He's on salary. He works however many hours a week we arranged, and figure out when you want to work.
I don't think it's totally on the hours that he's available.
It's totally in the fact that when he does it, he's doing it for me.
So imagine that you give him a job on Friday. and on Sunday you'll call him again for more job. If he did work on Saturday, he'll be free for you to do the next one. Otherwise, he'll say, no, I'm still.
Or he could say, I worked yesterday, I'm taking off today.
Right, but it will be your benefit that he will be available to do the next job.
So you. Lemaise, that's an in-between case, but the point is...
Most cases are going to be like that. I don't think most cases that we're talking about someone's hired 24-7. Every single hour of the day, I can give them work to do it.
No, but he's always going to have... I'll tell you where it's the gap. This is very Nagel like this.
If you have a live-in maid...
People have asked me this... Right, no. First of all, it's the gap by a live-in maid, right?
Even that the maids, they have a certain amount of hours.
No, but she has to do this amount of these chores over the week. She wants to iron on Shabbos. You can't, that's also, first of all, it's basically sterile. Second of all, it's also because, even if she would take it home to iron, because now, when she comes back for the weekend, she doesn't have to iron anymore, so she'll be available to do the next thing that she should do. LMI, she's you're saying she took the clothes home and she has to bring it back on Monday. I don't care if she does it Shabbos or Sunday at that point. Yeah, that could be different. Now, where is it again? Again, now, coming up is Yom Tov. So people have the following question. I have workers, salaried workers. They're on salary, okay? And they have a certain job to do. They have work. Now, when they finish this work, they're going to have new work. It doesn't make it. But they want to come in to get this. They want to come in to do the work. They have stuff on their table. They're in the middle of a project. They want to come in and do their work on Yom Tov. So, Maisa, they're the only ones gaining because, as far as I'm concerned, the office is closed. The carrier says, no, you're gaining because now that they got that project out of the way, you can give them a new one. Okay, now, other people, when they hear this child, they're like, let me find out who those workers are, because if I'm offering them a day off, they're not coming in anyway. But I don't know what the Metzias is exactly. Is that a Metzias?
What?
That the guy will come in to finish his work.
Yeah.
It's a very, very big meet.
What?
In a very big meet. No, because I'll give you right, they're not coming to Memorial Day.
They have a lot of work to do.
They're not going to Memorial Day.
Because they can't do any work.
Because they have to build their family. There's a certain mentality. It's a random Tuesday. They're not going to.
Sometimes they'll stay late, but they come in a whole day unless it's a very important project.
Doesn't necessarily mean they come in for a whole day. You might come in for 2 hours.
No. But they could have come in for 2 hours and finish up something and then, go on to the next thing.
Especially if he feels overwhelmed right now.
No, so it's Shad. This guy, they have to do the, they have to do this part. They're the chry on this part of the job. This part of the office.
It's a presentation for Monday.
Huh?
It's a presentation Monday morning.
No, they
have to finish this presentation by Monday morning.
Right, and now when they finish that, they're going to go on to, even if they're finished on Wednesday, I'm going to give them another thing to do. So they want to finish that. They want to complete the job. So what?
The truth is nowadays, especially, it's more of a challenge. They can work from home under your business. Right. Now, coming out of your email, they send an email that says your company not.
No, for example, you got someone, let's say he has personal clients. If he doesn't respond to them, the client is going to be annoyed and he's going to lose the client.
That's not making money, that's service.
No, but he's working. He's working for you. Okay, so now he has a reason to do it, but at the end of the day, you're gaining because now he's available. Now that he finished that project, you give him the new one. L'chaira, it comes out according to everybody, that should be awesome. Because
even though you're both gaining,
what?
Even though you're both gaining,
well, this guy's also gaining. Obviously, I mean, well, what's he gaining? That's always like that. So I have a schir yoyim come in, and I'm doing it for myself because I want a job.
Yes.
That's us, sir. He's your shliach. His job is to be your shliach.
Telling him he doesn't have to come in, and he's coming in anyway, he's obviously doing it for himself also.
Doesn't make a difference. That's the whole point. This guy's also not makbid on you coming in. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So I'm not makbid if you're coming or not.
If say that if he's doing it for himself and he's also doing it for you, then it should be fine.
Not called doing it for himself. He has to be gaining part of the revach. Of course he's doing it for himself. Every guy has a job as a schir yoim. He's doing it for himself because he wants money.
But he's not making money. That's not called doing it for himself. He's not making money by coming in today.
What?
He's not making money by coming in today.
Exactly. So who's making money? You. So a karkla is doing it for you.
But why is he doing
that? That's biggest raya. The biggest raya, because he wants you to think he's a good shliach. That's the whole idea.
and he doesn't
want
to be
because he knows that you want him, no, because he knows that you want him to come in.
He knows come Thursday morning it's going to be crazy because
okay,
it's 2 days.
So he has a
chesh. I'm gonna be overwhelmed.
Exactly.
I'm gonna take a
good
break,
but the point is, so this is halacha. The halacha is that even if I'm not makbid on him and he could take it off, but if he's doing it, but the ma'isa I'm the only one gaining because the ma'isa it's still considered that he's my shliach. This is the way the Magen Avraham learns. The Taz is more mako. The Taz says that that as long as you're not makbid, that he takes off days, basically, then it wouldn't be a problem.
So the ma'isa, you have to tell your worker you can't check his email over Yom Tov or Shabbos. You're not allowed to log into his computer at home and work.
I'm saying that's what it seems like from over here. I don't know the halachal ma'isa exactly how that plays out because he's doing it. He's not doing a Beis Yisrael, and you're gaining. Now you could say this is the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Ravid, and the Ravid holds that's not called a gain. Okay.
Should explain this to
what?
Explain
to the non-Jewish place. Actually, in a makbid, I'll be too. Come on, so Mariach Hayadai. He says like this. Choshev la umataz mashma. The gamachi agavna. Choshev la ramam kablonos. Kim sheino makbid olav im yivatal ezayoyim. Dimu makbid olav shleyeshem ezayoyim batal osul kuliyamo. That's posh. Says if I'm makbid that you have to come in. That's obviously it's also. I don't let you take days off. But if you could really do it, as long as you finish the job, I don't care when you take off the days. So that the taz is more makelon. But the Magen Avraham Maisa asks that. And if. You have enough jobs that the pshat is that's poshut that when he finishes this he's going to be on to the next job, then that should be the case of the Ramah. And according to the Magen Avraham would be awesome. So it would come out very interesting to find out lemaisa. But this is the setup. So why is this connect? Because you see from here also this idea that even if the guy's a kablan, not every kablan is mutter. Okay, so far we have a lot of conditions on a kablan. One condition on the Kablan is that it can't be Beveis Yisrael. It can't be Befarhesia. Okay? That's the whole first sugya we learned about contractors building houses. And it can't be Befarhesia. It can't be Befarhesia. And it can't. Another thing is you can't tell them to come in on Shabbos, Beferish. And then we're learning that it can't be that you're the only one gaining all the Revach, like the case of the Marachatz. And then when Ram takes it a step further, that he'll be available the next day. Okay, Ramosha has a heter that if the pshat is it's totally his own malacha and you're not involved at all, you just handed off the malacha to him and now he's taking over, that could be his motto. So
taking over the operations.
So why can't it be that for the emails? I'm giving you take over my emails. You check my
no,
emails.
No, that's your job. That's good for your job.
You just sound like a shliach. He's taking over. Why is that
not
shliach?
No, you're not taking over the business. It's your business, and you ask him to do it. No, that's not a whole. That's not. It's your company, and you're involved in the company. He's working for you, this guy.
So you have to be now involved.
Yeah.
True of Ramosha, when you have a CEO, and he manages.
Right.
But the CEO itself is not doing the malacha.
Exactly.
What happened if your company is you, and you just want to hire someone to help you out? So then you will be doing the malacha. It's not like the CEO is.
Well,
he's still CEO.
He's doing it for you.
Yeah, but
he's
doing the
block. It's
your job.
It's not that. Yeah,
but he. If
he decides he wants to close the business on Saturday, does he have the right to do that?
Right. So now it's
okay. I'm saying a CEO.
He's taking over the malacha. He's taking over the malacha. That's the idea. So, but here that's not the case. Here, the whole company is yours. You're involved. This person has to answer to you and figure out exactly what's going on. So he's working for you. The CEO, you gave it over to him, and he's working for himself. That's the artist also has to answer to you, but it doesn't matter. Okay, so this is the chiddush of this sif. So it's a little complicated to understand exactly how it plays out. But this is a very partial application for this halacha.
Okay.
I don't see any arguing on it.
And so Pashas, unless
unless you'll tell me that you're not really gaining anything because what?
As it keeps the client.
Well, you're not going to lose
the client by that email either.
You might over Shavuos. You might, especially.
If something's broken, or there's
something. He emails you Tuesday night. He emails you Tuesday night. You're not getting back to him until Thursday night.
Right. So it's very common. So
out of office email.
It's a lot of time.
One second. Let's say there's somebody has an apartment
house. Out of all this email, and no one in the company.
There's an emergency phone number.
No one.
They have to call. A pipe breaks. Or something happens.
So he wants to know. Okay. So similar case. Similar case. Well, it's not really similar, but what happens if you own properties, and then you have a manager that he, you know, and he has people working there and all that. So you own, you know, that's what you're asking. So there's a tshuva there from the Minchas Yitzchak. So he basically says is that it's mutter, and part of it is also because the guy's a kabbalin, and it's not yet do that it's yours necessarily. So as long as it's a kabbalin, it's not yet do that it's yours. Then
wait, unless it says your name on that.
So Cushion Tower.
But even if it says your name on it, so the question is, okay, so that I don't know. If it says your name on it, that's a little more more complicated. Now, this is a little complicated how it plays out, but it's very important to know that just because the guy's a kabbalin and he's a chroy on it, does not necessarily mean that it's automatically mutter. Okay? You know, let's say you have some, furthermore, there's another shiloh. For example, let's say you have lawyers, a lawyer. This was a shiloh someone asked me. That there was a lawyer, a company, they have a lawyer, and he's a chroy on all these types of cases. It's his business, he takes care of those cases. Now he has trial, and he has to go to trial, and it's scheduled for Yom Tov. So he wants to go in. So is that okay? Now, what will you say? The guy's a kabbalin. He's on salary. He doesn't get paid per case or anything like that, but he's on salary. If there's no cases, there aren't. Now, Lemaisa, over there, he's not really doing it on his own because they called the court case for that day. So you're essentially telling him there is a tzivu to go in on Shabbos. What? To Shabbos, does he have to?
Maybe he doesn't want to.
He wants to. He's not religious, or he's religious?
He's goy.
He's a goy. Okay,
I'm not talking religious, not religious. It's totally separate issue. That's the favor. No, the guy's a goy, and he wants to go. He wants to go in and represent the kid, right? But again, he's representing the company. He's speaking for the company, and
what's the chilul Shabbos of this part? The actual chilul Shabbos is doing for you,
right? So that's the question. The question is there any real malacha going on over there? When you
know,
assuming that there's malacha involved, which means that he has to write things down, he has to get involved. And definitely something along those lines of Schayer and Din and all that. So Lemaisa, there's a couple issues. First of all, you're telling him to go on Shabbos, essentially. And according to this, you're also gaining, because if you tell him no cases on Tuesday, Wednesday, so then he's going to schedule for next Tuesday, Wednesday, and next Tuesday, Wednesday, he won't be available to do the work that you would have wanted them to do that Tuesday or Wednesday.
Push that off too.
Exactly. So good. Push off your yeah. So it's definitely not so posh. Just because, and that's what I'm saying, is that the details of every case are, and the relationship between, is it a separate law firm? All these things depend. But it's not so posh to say, well, since he's a kabbalin and it's his problem, he's allowed to decide to do what he wants. No. Because at the end of the day, you're gaining from that. And he's representing the company. It could be that it's Nikras al Shemai, this whole thing. And therefore, now, the other thing is if the office is clearly owned by a Jew also, it says on the front, you know, all that.
The lawyer office.
No, I'm saying the whole building, whatever.
The building, okay, yeah.
Then that could be also considered Beis Yisrael, which also would be a problem. That the office itself is open, you know, is open itself, maybe an issue. Okay, so this is...
So if the lawyer...
What? That particular case? That particular case, they happened to say that it really wouldn't be a big deal for them to reschedule, so I told them to reschedule. But, do you have to mamish? I'm not sure exactly. It depends on the case. I could hear a very strong tzad that lahalacha, you should really reschedule it. I don't want to paskin without knowing the exact details, but...
If there's a lawyer on retainer, you pay him $10,000 a month whether he does anything or not.
That's what we're talking about.
So do you have to tell him, don't go in on Yontif? Before you, when you hire him, say, by the way, Don't do any work for me on Shabbos.
Right, that's a, yeah, he has a case. That's what I'm saying. He has a case.
Don't do any work.
That's what I'm saying. He has a case. And now, you know, that's exactly our suffix. That's our question. Is that included in the Magen Avraham's Isser? That the pshat is you're gaining because now that he finished that case on Yom Tov, he's available for the next case. Right, okay, so it could be.
Right.
It's not so posh. That's what I'm saying. Even that case may not be so posh. Okay, let's just learn one more halacha. One more halacha that is a very big caveat, and really, it's like scary to even learn this halacha b'rabim, because people totally, a lot of times, take it out of hand, but.
Thank you so much.
But this is an interesting halach here. Yehudi Akainam, do we have time for it? What time is it?
Yeah, 11.
After that,
10:40.
Okay, so fine. Let's try to finish it quickly. Yehudi Akainam Meches, halacha vav, Rishman Dalad vav. Yehudi Akainam Meches, umaskir loyen Yehudi, lakaba Meches b'shabes, mutter. What was the case? The case was as follows. In those days, the people would buy the right from the king to collect the taxes. And people, the Jews. Because what happened was, the Melech knows that he has $1 million in revenue, in tax revenue, but he's going to have to go collect it and hire things and do it, this, that, and the other. So the Jewish guy pipes up. He says, I'll offer you $500,000. Cash up front, and he buys his chus from the king to go collect the taxes, and then he does what he needs to do to get the taxes, and it's his problem, and he makes sure he collects the taxes. Now, he hires, he keeps all of it. He bought the right for the taxes. So now, the question is he allowed to go hire a non-Jewish tax collector, you know? What?
The king?
Yeah, we're collecting the king's taxes.
So they don't know. It's
no, they don't know. Angle. They don't know it's for him. But he's going to collect taxes for the king, and I'm going to go tell him collect 7 days a week. You got to go. You got to work. There's not enough time in the year to collect taxes if you don't work 7 days a week. You got to work on Shabbos. Okay. So I'm hiring now. This is a koblin because, for you know, he has a set amount of job. The more taxes he collects, the more he makes. Okay?
He gets commission.
Yeah, but the problem is, he gets commission. But the problem is, here the Isser is because you're telling him to go in on Shabbos. So even if he's a koblin, and even if he's an aris, and he's doing it for himself, but you're telling him to go in on Shabbos. So anytime you're telling him to go in on Shabbos, that's a major problem. So the halacha is over here that, what does it say? Yehudi Akhen Meches, Umaska Yenukol B'Shabbos, Mutter. It will be kibbolus. As long as it's be kibbolus, it's mutter.
Why is that kibbolus if he's getting a percentage?
It's like a rhesus, you mean?
Yeah.
It's not because it's not a percentage of the business. It means I'm only going to pay you after you bring in this amount. It's a salary, but your salary depends on not hours, on production. You know, so it's not commission.
If he doesn't work 7 days,
it's not really commission. But okay.
Last week we said it was okay, salary and commission.
Yeah, but not if you tell him to do it on Shabbos. So here's the issue: you tell him to do it on Shabbos. Now, let's think about the lumdus here. So Chazal said. So if you look in the Magen Avraham, the Shabur, everyone, they say that over here, the reason that it's mutter, even though it's for Hesia and everything like that, it's mutter because it's a major hefsid. It means the whole business is totally on this. This whole industry revolves on this, and this is a huge investment.
And that one day on Shabbos.
Yeah. So since you can't, it's such a huge loss that Chazal allowed you to have this guy work for you, as long as even though you tell him to do it on Shabbos. Now. Let's analyze this for a second. Does that mean that you could do a Amir Lakum if it's going to be a huge loss? No. Because, let's think about the lumdus again. You hired a guy who's an aris. What's the whole heta of aris? A daita d'nafshi. He's doing it for himself. What happens if you have an aris and you tell him to do it on Shabbos? What's the vart? Why is that aser? Is that aser because now it's not a daita d'nafshi anymore? He's not doing it for himself. He's doing it because you told him. Or is the pshat no? Really, it's still a daita d'nafshi. He's still working because he's gaining. There's a new iser. It's like a gzera. You can't tell the guy to work on Shabbos because then it's like he's working for you on Shabbos. But it doesn't take away the daita d'nafshi, really. It's just that you're not allowed to do it anyway because you're not allowed to tell the guy to come in on Shabbos. It doesn't look good or whatever. But it's not that it's not a daita d'nafshi anymore. It's still a daita d'nafshi because even if you tell him, I want you to work on Shabbos, it's still kedai for him to work on Shabbos because now he's making his own money. So therefore, the heter here is when there's a daita d'nafshi, but it's a marasayin because you tell him to do it on Shabbos, that they were matu. to. Okay, so it doesn't mean you can hire a Shechir Yoyim in a case of a big hefsid. It just means that if there's an Aris, okay, now where, so Ramosha Feinstein uses this heter, Mamish on Benigea, it's in the last tshuva here. So now, that's what I mean to say, is a lot of people would take this heter and go on it, you know, oh, I sell, whatever. It has to be a very, very big ASIC. So I'll give you the example where Ramosha stelled it to. Ramosha stelled it to the case of a bank. Unless you have a Jewishly owned bank. So now, if I'm closed on Yom Tov, so I'm going to take a huge loss. So what's going to be the loss? So the case was, the loss is going to be that if there's a check written, I don't understand exactly, but basically if there's a check written against my bank and it's cashed, so then I'm going to have to, even if there's not money in the account, I'm going to have to go ahead and... So normally if there's a big check written against they'll call the bank, and the bank will say, no, there's no funds in the account, don't cash the check or whatever. But if I don't pick up the phone, the guy ready is not going to wait around. I told them that in 2 days they're going to have clearance, and I'm closed, they're going to cash it, and I'm going to take the loss. That was the case, more or less, that he says over there. So he says, this issue of a bank, we're talking about a huge, huge loss, and it's a loss that the whole business requires. You can't, if you would know that the bank is going to be closed, you would never take it. The whole business can't function like that, even if it's only 2 days a year, but or whatever. It's a make or break for the whole business. We're not talking about a guy, oh, I would like to do it as kishmak. No, it's a make it or break it for the whole business. So Ramosha says that you have this heter. So therefore, the guy's a salaried worker. He's a cobbler. He's a salaried worker. I'm allowed to go tell him, go in on Yom Tov, because since he's a salaried worker, the only issue is the Maris Ayin of having him go telling him to go in on Yom Tov. Ramesha says that it will be mutter because of this heter. So it's a shtickle, you know, chiddush, exactly, and you have to know how to apply it. This is only, you know, it's not like stam to use this.
What about
but
Jewish
it's
workers?
Interesting.
See about Nikra Shemo in this case.
Well, I don't know if a Jewish owned bank is Nikra Shemo. I don't know if it was called Friedman's Bank. It could be it was just as a bank.
Some of them are.
Huh?
I used to work for Safra. Everybody knew it was a Jewish bank. It was called Safra National Bank. Yeah.
Okay.
What about a Jew? So if you keep it open,
a Jew is a favor.
So you got to tell the Jews don't go in.
Probably.
Perry, what did they do? Did they
any business that can't close?
They probably had shutvis and stuff. But Kaponim, this is the. So I've heard people. I'm like, oh, well, what are you doing on Shabbos? Oh, I'm like a tax collector or whatever. I have this heter. You have to really know the case. It's not like, you know, my pizza shop. You know, it doesn't. We're not just talking about a bank. It's talking about huge amounts of money. You're not talking about, you know, a little business. So you have to know when to apply this heter. Okay, next week. By the way, we're not going to have a share. I'm not going to be here next week. Okay, shka.
What about we didn't go to Shmatos? We're
going with you.
That's next week.
Oh, no. It's a different wedding.
We're
going
to be here next week.
Is that a switch?
Oh, I need a switch. Huh? Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
What's that? Well, I'll do the 2 and 4, please.
Yeah, did you get the other one I sent you?
No.
I sent you one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2 and 4. I'll send you 2 and 4.
Garbage. The same way. When you are feeding yourself, what you are saying, you know?
I mean, why a huge hassle?
The Colbert versus his tradition.
I don't know how this is going to play out. I have to really think about it. Like I said,
Oh, shit. 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 Oh, shit.